KB4 CBA Mobile.
KX, KQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
4HKX.
Get your text the other day, and I did reply to you, didn't I?
Bill.
I got a question for you. I don't mind discussing this over open air. Going to an event where the state's lieutenant governor and a bunch of congress people and a bunch of radio VIPs are going to be there, and I'm not one of the radio VIPs, but one of them is from the same network as Charlie Kirk, and my being there is more about being a radio guy than it is about anything else. But I'm also going to be, for the various players there, I'm going to be an extra badge and an extra gun. And I was just wondering, on with ham, if I had to try to find somebody to get me to one of the hospital ham operators in a local area, how would I do that?
Going to be in Greenville?
Spartanburg County, but it'll basically be in Greer, so it's midway between both.
Let me make sure I understand you. You're wanting somebody that if you need to get to the hospital, is there somebody that you could reach out to on the ham side?
You know, I know who's going to be there, and the likelihood of me having to do that is about as remote as it is about me being attacked by a shark while I'm driving this car. But, you know, a lot of nervous people in my industry now.
And my understanding is if it's an emergency, you could reach out on any frequency there is, even this one. You could just, if there's a conversation going on, you can break in and say emergency. They're supposed to stop and assist you in that emergency any way they can. So that is my understanding of how that's supposed to work.
I'm going to have a handheld, and I'll have the 5100 in the car, but I don't know if I'd be able to, in an emergency, get to the car, but I'll try the handheld when I get there and figure that part of it out when I get there. But, yeah, today Mike Gallagher says he's going to be Velcroing himself to my hip.
I can't say that I blame him, but y'all have to be safe out there. And you can always have somebody on this end that's monitoring the repeater or a frequency that another repeater that you can get into to assist you in that situation.
You get everything squared away with your granddad?
The funeral service is yesterday, so today is just kind of a rest and recovery from all the running around this week. I hope that helps you with your question there. And if I was you, I would try to have somebody that I trusted to be on standby outside of the show. And I would take an extra battery for my car or a way to jumpstart it, and I would put that 5100 on crossband repeat so that I could use the full 50 watts of it off of my HT.
Taking the bag of the man pack radio out there just for that, just to have that going on.
Stationed in one place, that's a good idea. But like I said, if you can put, I know the 5100 has crossband repeat capabilities, and you could put it into crossband repeat on one of the repeater frequencies, and you could utilize the full 50 watts of it. And all you got to do is be able to talk back to it with your HD, and that's going to give you quite a bit of range.
I'm about to pull in here. I haven't been able to have any coffee because I didn't have any milk, and I'm one of those types. I'm about to pull into a store and grab a gallon of milk. I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
I should be around, Bill. Like I said, I'm not doing much today. Just trying to relax and enjoy the day.
Thank you, Charlie India is clear.
Yes, clear and standing by.
N4ZLK Mobile.
KO4HKX, hope you're having a good day. It's beautiful outside up here.
It's beautiful down here, too. Been working on getting the front door painted, taken care of, and trying to match it up as best as possible with the new window trim. And it wasn't quite working to my satisfaction, but, you know, the person who really counts wasn't working to her satisfaction either, so we're going to try to go with a little bit darker color, but in the same family, kind of give a little contrast.
You better make her happy, that's for sure.
I'm working on it. I'm headed out to get another quart of this, a different color paint stain. We think we figured out which one we want, so we'll see if it works.
Well, those pictures you showed me, I'm sure it'll look nice. I know that what you showed me looked awful nice.
Too, it really makes the front of the house stand out, makes it pop. I guess I told you I've got two porch posts coming in. Supposed to be in Wednesday, but they may not be ready. They're going to square off the bottom end and slot it for the mount. This sits it up off the ground, off of the, you know, the porch, so for water protection. And they said that might take a day or two after they get them in Wednesday.
About them, and I'm sure that'll look really nice. The finishing touches there on the front porch with the cedar trim around that. I believe it was a dark gray or charcoalish color gray paint y'all chose. I thought that looked really good.
It was originally the idea was a dark gray, and it has some blue in it, which is fine. It turned out really nice. So, but it's more gray than blue, I guess. It's a blue gray, not a green gray or a brown gray.
The cedar accents look really good on it, though.
I enjoyed putting those up. Now we'll see how this goes. I'm not a huge fan of painting. I don't mind it occasionally, and if it makes it look good, I don't mind doing it. If it's just painting for the sake of painting, I'm not a big fan of it.
I am not a huge fan of painting either, so don't feel bad.
I'm east of that list too, NC and INV. Hope y'all have a great day. Good to hear you.
Leon, nice to hear you too. And C9VN4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
I hope you're enjoying the day, beautiful day up here.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I'm trying to muster up enough energy to go out there and wash that boat. I need to get it done. It's got the bathtub rig on the outside.
He's getting away from you.
Enjoying the day. I got to go to town here in a little while when the wife leaves for work. So that's going to be the first time I've got up to go do anything.
It'll settle down for you, Patrick. They can get back to normal. You can get them back in a regular routine of things. And Shane, sounds like you got a good project going on there. You're getting something done.
It's about 7:30 this morning. No sitting around wondering if I should do it.
This working me to death is really interfering with my sleep schedule. And they worked me like a dog yesterday. And got a company that's moving. And they had three trailers, and all they were doing was shuttling the trailers back and forth. You know, I'd take one full one over there and then bring an empty back and pick up. By the time I got back with the empty, they'd have another one full. So I was just doing nothing but shuttling trailers all day. They worked me like a dog. I'm not used to all that hard work.
Sad when that's called hard work. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Patrick.
When you're retired like you two, I mean, it does take a lot to get y'all to consider hard work.
The pot calling the kettle black, yeah. You've been sitting back relaxing a good while. How's your knee doing?
It's okay. It's hurting a little bit today because being up on it so much yesterday, standing. So that's one reason I'm just kind of taking it easy today.
To do some more work, get that back in shape.
Just, I don't want to run back in too quick. I got to keep reminding myself that I'm just, you know, 13 weeks into a full knee replacement. So I don't want to go too fast.
It's that long. Well, anyway, yeah, you need to take it easy. I guess Leon and I will cover the slack for you.
I don't have to take the slack up for the young guy. Poor guy. By the way, Patrick, if you and Miss Elise are ready for another dinner date, give us a call.
Well, we can go ahead.
No, I just said, if you and Miss Elise are ready for another dinner date, me and Wendy are ready. Just to let us know.
It won't be tonight because she's working till 10, so I can tell you that much. She won't be wanting to do anything. But we'll figure it out and make a plan.
No rush. And Shane, you'd be invited to that probably in C9B.
Now, I've only been out of... I haven't been at work for 2 weeks, but this is Saturday, right? What's Elise working for, Patrick?
Still working part-time at Dollar General. She wanted to continue on doing it. She's doing it. But that's it. KO4HKX.
Thinking school. Something to do with school. But anyway, all right, that makes sense. N4ZLK.
Okay, KB2HXS.
Or word, NC9B.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Back together, Dave.
We're getting the band back together.
I'm dragging everybody out to this today.
Well, it's all about you, Patrick. You come on the radio and you bring all this goodness back.
It is. I think somebody stepped in the manure pile.
Come on, I'm trying to have a positive attitude. Come on, you get on the radio and all these people come out and want to see you. Or actually talk to you, rather. Excuse me. This isn't video phone. What's the matter with me?
I appreciate it. And the ones that drove up yesterday, you don't know what that meant to me to just have some of you guys come up there. There were a couple of yous, and I really appreciate that.
Okay. Back in here, Patrick.
Patrick, I had a previous thing to do. I had to go and play down here in Wild Country. And go ahead, Shane.
Well, I've doubled with you a little bit. Patrick, might want to see if Bill's back.
Same thing. KQ4YCI. KQ4YCI. This is KO4HKX.
KQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
For your coffee.
I need to have plenty of caffeine because I'm going to be about around a bunch of very nervous politicians and radio personalities that, I don't know why they weren't nervous before.
It's just pulling the blinders off for everybody. But is that today? That's today, is it not, Bill?
It's in about 4 hours that I'm not, they don't even want us to give out the location. I don't even know how the people who are attending are supposed to know where to go.
I know they had to have tickets, but I will be monitoring the repeater if anything you need to come should arise. I will do my best to be here until the end of the evening.
Myself known to the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Department and South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, and I pray to God I don't have to do anything because I'm not quite as mobile as I used to be. Now, I'm pretty sure if I went into a whole adrenaline dump moment, I'd probably be superhuman for about, 7 seconds.
That. Well, like I said, I will do my best to monitor the repeater this evening for you. So if you should need something, just shout out.
I'm very happy to hear these guys on this on this repeater still being there. The one that I started out on, nobody gets on there, but you guys are solid.
Has a good core group of guys that are there for one another. We like to harass one another, but we're there for one another. Somebody should need something.
Is that a positive attitude?
Just a little bit.
KP2HX has said that.
You got Dave, KP2HXS, you got Leon, NC9V, and Shane, N4ZLK, here with us. They're all good guys, and if they're listening this evening, they will jump in there and do anything they can to assist you also.
Mid call sign. I'm thinking I might just call, redo my call sign to ZZ1ZZ.
I like doing it that way, too. My father-in-law had this call first, and when he passed away back in 96, I was able to get it under the vanity program that was just newly established, and I had to change it up a little bit, and my mother's British. She grew up saying, or I grew up hearing her say Zed. She never said Z. In fact, she even said zebra. She would call those striped horse-looking creatures zebras, but anyway, so it kind of why I do it, and it's easier when you're on HF. It's easier to for people to comprehend what letter it is. N4ZLK, and let's turn it over to Leon if he's still in there.
Listen, and I think that's a high compliment coming from Patrick, that we're reliable and a good group of guys. But, yeah, we're here for you. You need anything, Bill, just give us a holler. There's usually somebody really monitoring this frequency. NC9B.
I don't know how many of you were there when I was telling Patrick, Mike Gallagher and a contingent from Salem Broadcasting are coming down, and Charlie Kirk was with Salem Broadcasting, and it has affected them greatly, and the Lieutenant Governor's going to be there, the Governor's going to be there, a couple of guys wanting to be Governor are going to be there, and they're all nervous as cats behind a Chinese restaurant, and they found out that I am a deputy sheriff as well as a radio host, and they're like, oh, we're going to all attach ourselves to you. And, well, that might be a mistake, but, you know, I never have had to use ham as an emergency backup. I don't have a radio with the sheriff's department, so I'll be carrying my ham and possibly my man bag.
When I retired, my wife, she misses that radio. And that's the only thing I really miss, is having the communication, know what's going on, and having all my software and my radio revoked because of retirement. That did hurt.
Into the neighborhood, I have to go up and pack a few party favors that I hope I don't have to use, and get them ready to go, and prepare mentally, and do a few stretching exercises, and... But I will be around, gentlemen. It was good to talk to all of you. KQ4, Yankee Charlie India is clear.
Bill, have a good day and stay safe out there. KO4HK.
Hey, good to speak with you. I'm in Greer, by the way, so don't know where it is. I'm probably one of the closer ones. KP2HXS. 73.
Nice to talk to you guys, all of you, even Dave. But I'm going to jump out. I'm just about at the store. The paint store. So time to get some more. And we'll talk to you later. And for ZLK.
That's used to you, Bill. I'm up in the mountains, but holler if you need anything. And Shane, have fun with that painting. I know you enjoy it so much. It's a boat to wash.
Enjoy your painting out there. KO4HK.